Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I hope everyone had a great weekend. 2020 definitely underway. And today we have the executive director of Viante New Mexico, Rhiannon Samuel, and its founder, Dale Armstrong, in studio. Rhiannon and Dale, I hope your 2020 starting off good.
We're off.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been a great year so far, and we're excited to jump into all the work that this year has in store for us.
Well, here in a couple weeks, the 21st, you have the New Mexico legislative session starting. It's a 30-day session, and we have you guys here today to talk about that. Before we do that, I want to let everybody know about Viante. Viante has a mission to empower the people of New Mexico by highlighting the issues local senators and representatives are working on in Santa Fe, with a focus on issues to improve education, reduce crime, and improve the quality of life for all New Mexicans. Your website says we provide the hardworking people of New Mexico with the tools to know and understand what policies our legislators are working on in order to hold those who represent us accountable for their actions and decisions. It is time for the tide to change in our state and for every New Mexican to be part of the change. Together we will fight for what is right instead of who is right.
Yeah, don't you wish you heard that more from our politicians?
That. Well, I'm so concerned about the partisanship in our country.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the Republicans, they don't like Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats don't like Donald Trump. So we can't any of us talk to each other because of that. That seems to be the attitude generally. And I don't see that so much in New Mexico, because I think New Mexico is for the most part, a small community.
Yeah, we all know each other.
less than 2 million people. And we do have conversations, and that's what we want to do today. We want our listeners to understand the whole process. And Rhiannon, before we went on the air, I was teasing via your emails. You said a lot of people don't understand the whole legislative process. And I said, well, a lot of radio talk show hosts don't understand the legislative process. And I raised my hand. I didn't really understand much about it. I'm just now learning. So, before I start asking you questions, I went to the New Mexico legislature website and just trying to play around with it. And a lot of people are playing around with their phones. They're not necessarily watching TV. They're video streaming. They're binge watching. They're doing whatever. And so it's kind of changed the way we all use media. But it seems like a lot of people are spending a lot of mindless time. And what we want to do is encourage people to start looking at things that have to do with our safety, our quality of life, and education in our state.
Totally.
And it's pretty accessible.
It is.
And you're going to give us an education about that today. But if you go to the New Mexico Legislature website, which is nmleges.gov, so kind of abbreviation of for New Mexico Legislature, it's nmleges.gov. You can go there and you can click on things like legislation.
Yep.
So I tried to look up some legislation by topic. So I put in education. It automatically shows me 64 bills on the table, I guess, for consideration for this upcoming session.
Yes, sir.
I also, to further testify how inept I am at understanding what's going on, I went in and looked up my representatives because I live in Corrales. So you can go to legislator and then you can go to House of Representatives and you can enter in your address. And it shows me that Representative Jane E. Padrell Colbert is my representative in Corrales, and she's a Republican. And my state senator is John Sapien. He's a Democrat. And he works with both Bernalillo and Sandoval County residents because he's kind of right in the middle there.
Yep.
And it's interesting to know that those are my representatives. I hadn't taken the time to really do that before, and it took all of 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's really simple. And, Jim, you've taken it a step further than most people have. I mean, I'm even guilty of this. I turned 18, however many years ago. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to just go and vote. I'll figure it out later. And then I saw names on there I didn't even know, including my state rep and my state senator. And so just knowing their names is really important. But more than that, New Mexico is such a special, special place for a lot of reasons. But when it comes to our government, We have a citizen legislature, which means these folks who represent us, there's 112 of them, they all hold normal 9-to-5 jobs because they go up to Santa Fe on a volunteer basis, unpaid, to do the work of the people, work on our budget, work on our laws. That being said, they are so in touch with our communities, or they should be in more cases than not. And so you should be able to just pick up a phone and call them, pick up your phone and tweet at them. And more often than not, they'll respond, which makes New Mexico awesome. Now apply that to somewhere like California. Oh my gosh. Their state legislature is huge. Mm. So there's a lot of separation there. But in New Mexico, there shouldn't be. And a lot of times there isn't.
So you actually think, Shannon, and I have never done this, but I want to encourage I'm going to be encouraged myself personally, but I want people that are listening to also be encouraged. So if I wanted to call John Sapien and I wanted to, for example, you know, talk to him about a bill that we may cover today about education, I can give him a call and I can say, look, I understand this particular bill is on the table and I want to encourage you to vote for it. Or
totally.
Could you tell me why you would be against it? He would be willing to answer that question in most cases.
Yes. And even at this point, today is more important than ever to call your state rep and senator. Figure out what you care about before they get into session and say, I'm a constituent of yours. I like this or I dislike it for these reasons. When they get in session, sometimes they'll see some constituents try and do that, and it's a little tough because it's very busy.
Right.
But now is their downtime to listen to the people.
So you're going to give us some information today. And Dale, this is the very reason you formed this organization, because you wanted people to have information. Viante is V as in Victor, I, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E is in Edward, NM for New Mexico.org. So Viante, VIANTENM.org. And people can go to your website and they can get generally most of the information we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so what's interesting is just from us being on your show a couple times, it has gotten you engaged at a level that you self-admit didn't take you very long, but
right.
You now know who your representative is, who your senator is. You've actually looked at some education bills. You've looked at some crime bills, and it didn't just consume your time.
No.
And really, the foundation of what I wanted to do was be able to get people information to energize them enough to at least go and vote. Because I think we have a voter turnout problem, and I think that people need to get involved. They think their vote doesn't count. It absolutely does count. And it is a volunteer legislation, and those people need that feedback from their constituents. So there's a lot of things, but that's really awesome that you took the time to go and find your representative and your senator. And if everybody knew that, I think that's just one step in the right direction.
Well, and the website is actually pretty intuitive. It prints out a nice picture. It gives both the address, a mailing address, and a phone number for each of the representatives or senators. So we've got a lot to cover with you guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Dale Armstrong and Rhiannon Samuel. They are with Viante of New Mexico. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gonsed Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsed-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
What kind of Bible student are you? Casual? Serious? Totally dedicated? Whichever describes you, here's a fast fact about improving your studies. Beyond listening and reading, here are two proven ways to make your Bible study more effective. write down what you learn, then tell someone else about it. How good is that? Your understanding of the Bible can be improved in 2020 and beyond. That's why we want to put a Bible from 30,000 Feet workbook in your hands and into your life. Remember, a quick overview of a passage or even an entire book may be helpful, but to really appreciate the full landscape of Scripture across all 66 books, you need something more than a snapshot. We want to help you grasp the full scope of principles of Scripture with the companion workbook to Skip Heitzig's study, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. We'll send you your copy of The Bible from 30,000 Feet workbook when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to keep this program on air and connect more people to God's Word. To give today, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We all wish that we had the best education, the lowest crime, and we had the best quality of life in New Mexico. Many of us live here because we had a lot of that at one time, and we want to get back to it. Dale, talk a little bit about Viante and why you formed the organization and how you found Rhiannon and what you guys intend moving forward.
So I formed it because I got involved in going up and watching the legislative session, and I became kind of frustrated because the process, while I really respect the process, it seemed to leave the working people out of it. It felt like they were there was partisan activity that I really didn't like, but they also did not focus on doing anything that actually moved the state in the right direction, because they were so intrigued with all the things that to me didn't really matter. The reason I guess they all matter. They matter to different people, but the reason that we picked education, crime, and quality of life, that's where everybody, no matter what party, no matter what position, all of us care about that. So I want to draw the attention back to that. Through Viante, I believe that we can get people to look that direction, and Rhiannon has taken this on as a full-time position to help make that happen, and both of us have learned a ton. The idea, I've heard him say, a vision without a plan is just a hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the vision, and Rhiannon has really helped put together a plan along with the board, and it is a lot of hard work, but we're not going to let it be a hallucination.
Right.
So we do have a plan, and it's working, and Viante's, it's a very interesting tool that we can use to help get education, knowledge of what's happening, to create that easy transparency and move things in a different direction.
Well, we've had a number of people, and I know you're familiar, I think, with Vince Torres with the Family
Yes.
Policy Alliance. So Vince handles issues that you guys don't talk about. So,
correct.
You know, right to life issues, both for the unborn and for the elderly. Amazing things that he talks about. He talks about family values, and he talks about educational things that most people of faith would consider moral issues. And these are not things that you guys are talking about. I'm intrigued with the efficiencies that you're talking about. You guys are talking about reducing crime. You're talking about education. You're talking about there are objective, empirical statistics and data from various sources that show, for example, that our fourth grade reading and math scores are among the lowest in the country.
Oh, yeah.
When you refer to APS. But it's not just an institutional problem. It's also a cultural problem. A lot of great teachers in the Albuquerque Public Schools will tell you that they have very little participation from parents whose test scores are really low.
Yeah.
But you have incredible test scores from kids whose parents are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been addressing, for example, I talked to a couple of educators about how do you be a volunteer within APS? And what I'm finding out, it's very difficult to be a volunteer within APS.
And it can be pricey, too, with that background check.
With background checks and So I'm just going to testify. My kids did not go to public school. They went to Hope Christian School. Very happy with Hope. They all graduated with honors, doing great in college, et cetera. And we all like to brag about our kids, but I'll stop there. What I will say is that one of the reasons I chose Hope is because you have a parent-teacher ratio that's not a lot different than APS. But what you have is five or six parents that are volunteering every day, and not necessarily in the classroom. They're grading papers and they're handling communications and doing things that the teachers need. And it just makes the educational process that much better. Now, you would think that, and this is true with any school, there are parents that want the school to take care of their kids. And that's really not the purpose of school. But that happens. That happens in any school. So the way that our school and other private schools that I know are dealing with that is it's almost like they have an army of people to help you raise your children. I know in New Mexico that we have those kinds of families. Mm-hmm. I'd really love to see a movement, and this doesn't need to be legislation. It needs to be a school thing where they decide, let's mobilize an army of volunteers to come out and really do some amazing things. And I want to give you one example. There's a local church. It used to be called Copper Point Church. Mm-hmm. They recently changed their name to Citizens Church. In the Highland Cluster in Albuquerque within APS, APS is working with them very closely. They have come in and they have provided resources to buy like football equipment and uniforms for athletics. And they've created a room where they provide a constant group of people that are providing tutoring at no charge. They even have some food programs and other things along with Feed New Mexico Kids. What I'm telling you is that there are some people of faith providing some services with no strings attached that are just helping the public schools because they are volunteers mm-hmm. that are working and doing all kinds of things. So let's talk now about the legislative side. What are the things we first need to understand about the process, Rhiannon?
Yeah. Well, and I want to back up a little bit, too. I want to give credit to places like Citizen Church and Vince and his nonprofit. Because what I feel like is Viante is very much a piece of the puzzle in order to move New Mexico forward. Mm-hmm. They are all serving a very specific and a very good purpose for our state. What we're trying to do is educate around, about our state laws that will help improve that as well. And so what it means here in our legislative process. So again, New Mexico is extremely accessible with our legislature. Having citizen legislators that are there working on our behalf on a volunteer basis. That means anybody can go to them and say, hey, I'm really having this issue. Can you help with this or that? And they'll go and carry that bill for you. But what that looks like is similar to everybody's seen that Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in New Mexico, they introduced bills, and that's been happening since December 17th of 2019. So they have a whole month where they can pre-file bills that they intend to talk about in the 30-day session. It's worth noting that we have a 30-day and a 60-day. Within those two, the 30-day is supposed to be limited to the budget, but more things could be included if it's not germane to general appropriations if the governor puts it on what has been coined her call. There's another term for it, but for that's just what people normally call it, and that means if it's not on the, in within the budget and the governor really wants somebody to address after school athletics, she can put it on the call and any legislator could introduce a bill about that. It then goes through a normal process of going through the House and Senate chambers through anywhere from 2 to 3 committees, getting voted on the floor, going to the governor, either getting signed or there's a whole different variation of vetoes. Why the public should care about this is because sometimes it seems like the process is so slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to see change right now. But the fear there is if you move something too quickly, then you may not get the most well thought out, comprehensive and inclusive legislation and bill or law that we're going to have to live with when they're out of session.
Mm.
So it's a slow process. It's methodical, but it's important. And that's what gets everything on the books for us.
What's on the governor's call list that we may not really know about right now?
So I've been anxiously waiting for it. I'm kind of a legislative nerd. And so I'm on her website looking for what she's going to put, send down. But it's widely believed that she's going to put recreational marijuana on the call. She had a task force meet between the 2019 session and now to discuss best practices amongst other states. I would imagine some bills relating to water rights. That's always something that's an issue in New Mexico. In addition to that, our oil and gas industry and diversifying our energy sources and our income. The Permian Basin, by all intents and purposes, looks like it's going to produce for a while. But the challenge is the vast majority of our state budget is reliant on this boomer bust industry. And so what the legislators are trying to do is make it more sustainable and utilizing that money, hopefully that comes from oil and gas, for one-time expenditures. So far, I've seen a few examples where they're going and making them reoccurring with us not even knowing if we're going to have that same level of revenue. So lots of different nuances, and it covers everything. What I also find interesting about our legislators is they have to be an expert on so much. They may be an insurance salesman, but now they have to be well-versed in land grants, water rights, education, crime, and criminal justice. They have a lot to master in a little amount of time with little to no staff.
Rhiannon, who's presenting these bills to our senators and our legislators? Is that somebody who sponsors a bill, they are making the presentation?
So the way it normally works is different industries have what they call a lobbyist. They go and they say, we need this for our industry. Bring it to a legislator. They'll carry the bill on forward. Citizens do come forward, though, as well, to do different bills. We see those with different things like Brianna's Law and things that are really community-driven. But that's really where it comes from, is the industry.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Dale, as the founder, you have been a longtime businessman. You've built a very large construction contracting company in TLC Plumbing and Heating, and you're doing a lot more than just plumbing and heating. Tell us a little bit about your business background and kind of what led you into trying to help, really, the people that work for you, because you're like dad and you take care of all of them.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I work for them, because if it's all about me, I might have just worked on the ranch and not come to town.
There you go.
But so the interesting thing is when I look at how the legislature moves, and it's simple, but it's complicated. And we can actually get pretty simple information out to people so they'll have enough knowledge to know how their representative or senator is representing them. And that was the goal, is to make it pretty simple. We don't want them to have to be able to go and read pages and pages and pages of things to make a decision. We're trying to give them very simple, transparent information in these three areas. But the thing that I find is they spend a lot of time, I would say the majority of their time in Santa Fe is on controversial issues that are not taking care of anything in these areas.
Right.
And I think that's where we could make a curve that would help get our state in a better position.
I agree. So maybe I can give an example. I'll do that after we take a break. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Dale and Rhiannon right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question and answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We do appreciate our listeners. Thanks for being here on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Dale Armstrong. He is the founder of Viante, New Mexico, and his executive director is a young lady named Rhiannon Samuel, and Rhiannon calls herself a legislative nerd. Your words, I didn't use those words. But I think it's actually very interesting. You know, a lot of us, when we get off of work, we're not necessarily, we're kind of wanting to be entertained. I actually find this kind of entertaining.
It really is.
Because there's a lot going on that I had no idea.
Well, and I take that Gandhi quote, be the change you wish to see in the world. And when I look around, there's a lot of things that I'm upset with or I wish would change. And when I really follow the path of why that is, I find that it's a lot of our processes and our laws that have lended itself to that. And that's why I've become a student of a New Mexico government.
Yes. Well, and I'm going to make this statement just in general, because I think it's true for either side of the aisle. If you could get 50,000 conservative people in the state of New Mexico, which to me, let's just assume for a minute that most people of faith are relatively conservative in their positions. 50,000 is not very, very many people. If I took churches like Calvary Albuquerque, Citizens Church, Legacy Church, Sagebrush, these are really, really large churches. Yeah. That if everybody in each one of those churches would vote, you'd have 50,000 people right there. I guarantee you there's 50,000 eligible voters, whether they had actually vote. I think this state would turn red. On the same side, if you had 50,000 people that were more tilted toward well, what's the new thing on the Democratic Party? Progressiveness is kind of the buzzword these days. If you had 50,000 progressive Democrats vote in this state, the state would be more blue than it is today.
Yeah. Well, and we're at what, Dale? 2 million people in the state?
Roughly.
And then there's, I think, about 1 million registered voters. And of that, we see about 50%, maybe less, depending on what kind of election it is, if it's municipal or federal. And that breaks my heart, because in America, we have this right. And it's terrible to me to think that someone doesn't believe there's a value in their vote. But when you look at the sheer numbers of it, that only 50% of people who are eligible to vote are doing it, imagine how much more of an impact you can have. I even like to point to what is it? Congressional District 2 down south. It was between Congresswoman Sochi Torres-Small and Yvette Harrell. That was decided by a few percentage points, which equated to maybe 1,000 votes. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it was a very, very narrow margin. Right. And when you think about that, when you go into the voting booth, I you can't help but feel like what you're doing matters.
Well, and people need to. The numbers indicate that if one vote is pretty significant when you're only talking about a 1,000-vote differential.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can really have an impact, and it's actually very simple. Now with the early voting and everything, you don't have to go stand in line at a polling place for 2 hours. Those are bygone days. You can go in right now and vote most of the time in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I know the polling places that we have in Corrales. I literally walk in. Everybody is so nice, by the way, that volunteers for those jobs.
Yeah.
I'm so amazed at the volunteers they have in the polling places, because they're really nice, they're very professional, direct you right where to go, and you're not even in there 5 minutes. I mean, I think it's pretty incredible.
It's so easy, and I want to, again, sing New Mexico's praises. We are one of the few states that offer absentee voting, which means you can ask for your ballot, sit at home, do whatever you want, then send it back. We have early voting. Those are two options that not everyone has.
Right.
And so we're trying to take down all these barriers. So let's do it. Let's vote.
And registering to vote is really pretty easy. If you go to burnco.gov or you go to the Sandoval County website, and I'm sure the others are the same, you just log in, you enter in your personal information and your address, and you're registered to vote.
Done. Or go to the DMV. You're already there doing something for IDs. Everybody needs to get their new real ID in, what, mm-hmm. less than a year now, right?
Yes.
You can re-register to vote there, too.
Yep. And you do have to spend a little more time at DMV. I just registered a vehicle, and it took a good 45 minutes. But again, everybody's very nice, you know, trying to get you in and out as quickly as possible, but you can register to vote. So that's a big emphasis of our programming in the next 2 weeks, is we want people to register to vote. Not because there's an election coming up until November of next year. Well, actually, the primaries.
They're coming.
They're June 2nd.
June 2nd in the primary. So all of this is designed to give our listeners information on which they can base their future decisions about voting. And we hope you all get out and vote. You've already told us about the difference between a 30 and a 60-day session. You earlier mentioned that we do not have a salaried legislature, Rhiannon. How significant is that? I mean, there's a little stipend, I guess, for gas and things to get people to Santa Fe, and for if you have to stay there overnight.
Correct.
But it gets kind of expensive.
It does. I mean, if we just look at the average night's room rent in Santa Fe, it can get pricey. Right now, their per diem is at about $185 a day for any day that they're working on legislative business, which includes committee meetings. And then they get mileage. But a struggle there for the legislator is they're also taking off a substantial amount of time from work. So that's really not enough to offset those costs. And New Mexico is the only state that is unsalaried. Other states like New Hampshire, they get $200 a year. They do not get a per diem or a mileage. But New Mexico is the only one unsalaried. And the intention there, when the Constitution was drafted in the 1910-1911, is to make sure that we had a citizen legislature that was in touch with the people that they were serving. Therefore, they didn't want them to be in it for money, and they did not want to make it a salaried position. Questions have been raised whether or not this is a cause of why we are on the wrong end of many lists. And I've had many debates with people where I'll argue both sides of that equation. It can get quite fun. But it's worth knowing and questioning, is this really working for our state?
Tell us about the Viante website. Dale, Rhiannon, whichever one you want to take that question. You want people to go to the website, use it as a resource. You also have a $10 a month membership that you ask people to support your organization with. I join because it's very informative, and I appreciate it very much. And I've tried to learn from the website and from the things that you've taught us here on the show just to educate myself so that I have a better understanding of what's going on. Talk to us about your website and how it was designed.
So I want Viante to be basically web based. We do some interaction with some ballot parties and things like that, but I want easy access to all the information you would need to make decisions on your own legislators. And Rhiannon and the team basically have put together a very nice website where you can dig into many levels of information. So, Rhiannon?
So, and you can type in your address as a Viante member. So that's worth mentioning, too. Our organization is grassroots. We are not funded by big businesses or organizations with the intention of keeping our mission in the middle.
You, in fact, won't take a large donation from a business, right?
We will not.
The largest we'll take is $780 from one person who wants to be a member, and that helps us give free memberships out to college students. So we're trying to remain grassroots, not beholden to any special interests. And so as a member, you sign up as low as even $10 a month. You can type in your address, and you'll pull up your state rep and senator. You'll also see how to contact them if you want to call them, write them, email them, and you can see what kind of bills they've sponsored and what their Viante score was. It's something that we take on throughout the year to figure out those of our legislators who's working together to fix our education, crime, and quality of life issues. You'll see it very simply. It's either green, yellow, red, or turquoise. Turquoise is you're exceptional. Red is you need some improvement, perhaps reconnect with your community and really get at the heart of what's going to be common ground. And that's really an effort to help our members understand things simpler. And we also do some blogs and different things. We release ones like next week we're going to have a podcast and a blog that talks about the legislative process. It's about a 25-minute interview I did with Raul Barruciaga. He's with the Legislative Study Committee, and he talks about all the nuances of our government and what it means to the average person. So we're constantly trying to find value for our members, and you'll find all of that on our website, Viante, V-I-A-N-T-E-N-M.org.
And you have some links to some other sources as well.
Yes, sir.
Who are those links?
So we look at other organizations like Think New Mexico. They're a great think tank research-based organization. League of Women Voters when it comes time for election season, because Viante is a piece of a puzzle here. There are many great organizations doing great work. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're trying to create an avenue for people who want our legislators to come closer to the middle to articulate who's doing that and to give resources out if, hey, I think a little bit more conservatively, here's an organization for you. Or I tend to be a more progressive. Right here, that's where you can find it. We're a connector. We're just here trying to be a resource.
Talk to us a little bit about maybe an education bill that you would like to see move forward. And I don't know if it's possible this session or if it's going to be a year from now, but what is a focus that Viante is really after in terms of education right now?
So I could speak to something we selected in previous years, because we select all our bills after the session in hopes of not getting into the weeds of having bills change, or there's any number of games that happen. Last year we picked a bill called Community Schools Initiative. And that's looking at a hub school where they can offer not only education for your kids, but if you're a family with low income, you can get some of your food bank services there. Or you can see medical professionals and get a checkup, and just making it more of a place of convening rather than a daycare for your kids.
Gotcha. How do you raise when you have education questions? It's not just like, I have a big question because I have a banking background. I hear APS criticized all the time because right now, and this is a statistic that's pretty public, we have $18,500 per student spent. If you take the number of students, divide them into the APS budget, that's how much is being spent on education. Now, that's not a value judgment on where the money's going, but that's how much per student is being spent. Yet we are close to the bottom of the list in fourth grade math and reading scores. Middle school math and reading scores are very poor, and high school graduation rates are very poor. What's the answer? Because I know it's not the commitment of the teachers. We have some great teachers. It's not I think that we have some tremendously educated, tremendously experienced administrators as well. But somehow the union between the people that are running the show and the community, it's somehow disconnected. I don't know if that's a cultural thing. I'm not sure. Any ideas for us?
So I actually think that you were touching on it earlier. It is what they bring from home is what they get in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a better community involvement in the schools, mm-hmm. I think that moves the needle. But kids come into school hungry, maybe they can't focus. There's a lot of things there that you get the community involved, then I think you move the needle in the education.
Well, I know this. I know that Dustin Woodward and his father, Galen, who's a senior pastor right now at Citizens Church, have told us right here on this program they're willing to talk about what they've been doing in APS with any other church that wants to adapt to high school. I mean, I'd love to get a business. I'd like to get a TLC. I'd like to get, other churches like Legacy and Calvary and Sagebrush and most of the Catholic churches. And the Catholic churches actually have a lot of schools on their own campuses. So there's got to be a way for us to get people involved so that they can do everything from volunteering in the classroom. Like, for example, I've got a friend who is a biology teacher. And for many years when he was at El Dorado, he would take kids to the aquarium on a field trip. He literally had to throw up his hands and give up his last couple of years teaching, and he retired because of this, because APS's process for getting volunteers to help you go on a field trip was so laborious he couldn't get anybody involved. Well, that's just got to change, and that doesn't have to happen at the legislature. So I want to encourage any administrator that's listening. There is a way we can figure this out. There's a way to keep our students safe and have background checks. Dale, I'm a banker. I could pull essentially a background check on you in 30 seconds called a credit report. Now, those same companies that provide those credit reports also do criminal background checks. TransUnion, for example, all they are companies that have these accesses to huge databases. And you have the ability to do very high level background checks for very little money. And, you know, it's postulated to me that, okay, let's say it's $45 or $50 and there's people that would want to volunteer that don't want to spend that money. Well, I know that there's a way to put together a pool of money to get as many volunteers as any school might need. I really know that. I think that's a simple thing. It might take some time, but I think it's something that we could do. Talk to me about crime bills and what's coming up. Well, Tim's signaling me that I got to go to a commercial. I get so involved in this. So we'll be right back to talk to you guys. Vyante, New Mexico in studio with us. Dale and Rhiannon, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ben here from Slater Transfer and Storage. Happy New Year's. Wishing you a peaceful and happy 2020. A new year, new dreams, new places. Slater Transfer and Storage. Moving with integrity. 505-345-8841.
It's a night to celebrate Dr. Stephen Collins. Friday, January 17th, a dinner event at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel. Featuring a keynote talk by Eric Metaxas, hosted by Skip Heitzig, with Steve Stucker and Christian comedian Brad Stein.
Atheist wants under God taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance. You know why? It offends him. I'm like, dude, you don't even believe God is real. How can he offend you?
And of course, Dr. Collins will update his search for biblical Sodom, which is in an exciting phase after 15 years of digging in Jordan. It's a special night in Albuquerque, Friday, January 17th at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel, 7 p.m. For tickets, call 332-4253. That's 332-4253. This night, to celebrate Dr. Stephen Collins with Eric Metaxas, is presented by Trinity Seminary University, Veritas International University, and the Sodom Excavation Project. 332-4253.
As we reflect on this past year, we see the blessings God has given. At AM Tax Solution, we take pride in helping families. We don't just prepare your taxes, we build relationships. Happy New Year from the staff at AM Tax Solutions.
Middle and high school students, listen up. You are invited to experience the snowy mountains of Colorado as we refresh, refocus, and restore our walks with Christ on this 3-day, 2-night retreat. It's all happening at the Snow Wolf Lodge in Pagosa Springs on February 15th through the 17th. We'll have some amazing times of worship, Bible study, games, and all the snow you can eat, sled, and play in. Space is limited and the cost is $175. Sign up today by visiting the events webpage at calvarynm.church.
May God help you strengthen your bond with family and friends this new year. Christian Brothers Automotive in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho want to wish you and yours a happy new year in 2020. God bless.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Duke City Ready Mix was blessed again in 2019. Over 70 employees provided for their families. We were nationally recognized by the National Ready Mix Concrete Association for our quality. Here's looking to 2020. Happy New Year from Duke City Ready Mix.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
Here's Pastor Mike Fabares with your one-minute focal point.
Have you ever felt like you were being bombarded with conflicting Christian voices? I mean, people pointing to the same passage of Scripture, but somehow coming to completely different conclusions. All these instructors claim to be Christ's sheep, but we ought to be careful because Jesus warned that some of them might in fact be harmful and deceptive wolves. Unfortunately, making the distinction between what's biblically sound and what's not isn't as simple as we might hope. False teaching will almost always have plenty of truth mixed in, and that's why it makes it so insidious. So, learning how to be discerning without being incredulous or hypercritical, it's an essential Christian virtue. And that's why we need to be diligent to study God's Word. We need to know the truth so that we can discern it from error.
Want more? Join Pastor Mike Fabares each weekday on Focal Point to be equipped for life. Details at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
So we have a few days before the 21st of January, Rhiannon. What should we do?
Pay attention, first and foremost. I know it can be such a challenge, though, given our national politics, our local politics. There's a lot of noise going around, but I really encourage people at our state level, listen in. See what you care about. Speak up. As we had mentioned earlier in the show, your legislators are they're reachable. I mean, you can call them, you can email them, you can even social media them. You will be able to get in touch. And so
I cannot social media them because I don't know anything about social media.
Well, that's why there's still the letters you can call.
I need a telephone. Email is pretty technical. I can get the email.
Well, long story short, there is no excuse. There is a ton of different avenues for you to contact them. And I know there's so much going on, so much noise. If you want a really simple way of understanding, like, I need the top six news articles this week from around the state that I should read. Go to our website, viantenm.org, sign up for our newsletter. We send one every Saturday, and you can get those top six articles. Because when you stop engaging, that's when the government does things you probably won't agree with.
Right.
You need to constantly be in touch, because though Pluto had some quote, it was something like, I'm going to totally botch it, especially because it's Pluto. But essentially, when you don't engage and pay attention to the affairs of your government, then you're doomed to be ruled under fools. See, I stumbled through the whole thing. But that's the thing. You need to engage in order to see what you want to happen.
Well, guys like Plato are a lot smarter than me. I can tell you that for sure. Dale, you have maybe a little different perspective because you have hundreds of people that work with you in your organization. And you're, as you said before, you work for them. So you have not just interest in the citizens of New Mexico as a state, but in a pretty large population that work for you here in your company.
Yeah, just the coworkers. And that's really, and that's all over the city. And it's all over the state that there's people that work together, and they're, there's really just a lot of people running in the blind, so to speak. And so we're just trying to find a way to open up so that people actually know what their politicians are doing, whether it's for them or not, just
right.
What they're doing. And it is the roundhouse is open during session. Well, it's open all the time, but very interesting to go and spend a little bit of time. You'll actually gain a lot of respect for your legislators because they have so much information thrown at them so quickly, and they have to make decisions based on their own receiving of that information and based on professionals that advise them a little bit. So they have analysts that give them feedback on how this legislation might affect things. There's a lot of things happening. And so it's very active, and you'll see some really good people, and then you'll see some things you probably don't like, but there is a lot of good intent up there. What we're doing is trying to get influence on bringing some stuff on the common ground, things where they actually just get some things done.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would do some heavy lifting right away, make some decisions on some things they can all agree on, but they spend all this time on things that they can't agree on.
Well, and one of those things, and you mentioned early in the program, is going to be the legalization of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So you're logical, and your logic is, let's talk about some crime bills, some education bills, quality of life things before we get in the argument about marijuana.
Correct.
Marijuana's been interesting to me because I had a program on medical marijuana. And I had a lot of people, I mean, more callers than I've ever had calling here about because they use medical marijuana in their own situations. People of faith that are, you know, on the various marijuana medical products, and they think that they've been helped tremendously. I've had a few people call and say, well, you know, the legalization of marijuana is going to detract from a lot of things. For example, there's some simple statistics out there that show states that have legalized marijuana have an increase in DUI. where states like New Mexico, who currently do not have legalized recreational marijuana, are actually seeing a decrease in DUI. Homelessness seems to be on the increase in states where there is legalized marijuana. So to me, there's got to be a lot more analysis. There's got to be a lot more, and of course, there's always a moral judgment, and I'm not going to tell anybody, you know, on this show what the moral judgment is any more than I'm going to tell them, you know, drinking wine is different than, you know, having recreational marijuana. I have my opinion about that, and I think I can, I'm happy to share that at some point when the format is appropriate. But you guys really want people to be addressing some simple things. And the governor's going to have a call list.
Yes.
That's coming out any minute.
Yes.
And you have your finger on the pulse of that.
I am anxiously waiting for it. Yes.
And as soon as that comes out, so people can go to viantenewmexico.com, viantenewmexico.com, viantenm.com.
org.
Gosh, I'm messing that up.
No worries.
And they can sign up for your newsletter.
Yes, sir. And I mean, there's two different layers there. So a newsletter gets you some information. But again, if you're a member, you support our work in trying to achieve nonpartisanship and actually bipartisanship in the roundhouse. Become a member. You'll get a lot more information, as low as $10 a month. But you can find it all there. And it's finding out what is happening in your everyday lives, because there's so much talk happening on the federal level about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. You may or may not see that impact for months, if not years. When it comes to our state and our local politics, you may see that impact tomorrow or next week. Mm. It's so important to engage here. And if you're happy or upset with what's happening on the federal level, where does it start but our state? So have the impact that you can here locally, and you'll see that ripple out to wherever you want it to happen.
Well, and Rhiannon, you've told us that you'll be available during the legislative session. We're going to get you on the phone when you're up in Santa Fe. Dale, will you be up attending some of those sessions as well?
Yeah, not as many days as Rhiannon, because I actually still have a job, and this is Rhiannon's job. But I'll be up there some, and so we'll be connected.
Yeah, to the listeners out there, I was telling Jim, I'm looking for an opportunity to answer questions that I may not know that people have. Even when we just had our ballot parties, people didn't understand what a bond was. Mm-hmm. I had that opportunity to explain that, why you have a say in it. So I'd imagine there's still some questions that you don't know who to ask when it comes to our legislative session. And I'll answer it to the best of my ability. I don't know everything, but I'll find out an answer and I'll get it back to you.
Well, when we have you on the program during the session, mm-hmm. we will open up our listener phone line, which is 505-338-5790, and I'll let you take some calls. And
yeah.
I'll even give you some prizes.
Ooh.
We've got some sponsors like Hinkle Family Fun Center, and we've got movie passes and other things that we can give away. I need some food sponsors, though. Got to get some food.
I may know a few people.
Yeah.
Well, I know this information sometimes seems overwhelming, but in the few minutes, literally minutes that I took just finding out who my state senator is, I live in District 9, which I had no idea, and that's on the state Senate side, and I'm in District 44 in terms of representatives. One of the other things that I found out that I didn't know is right now there are in the House of Representatives, there are 46 Democrats and 24 Republicans.
Yeah.
And there are 26 Democrats and 16 Republicans on the Senate side.
It is very heavily weighted towards the Democrat Party, not only in our House and Senate, but we, of course, have a Democrat governor, a Democrat attorney general, state auditor, and our major cities all pretty much have Democrat mayors. And so not to say anything poorly about the Democrat Party, that's fine. What I would like to see on a personal level is maybe some more diversity there. So that way there's a diversity of thoughts and parties and interests. So when we talk about those ratios, sometimes I get nervous.
Thank you, Dale Armstrong, TLC Plumbing. And the owner of TLC and the founder of Viante New Mexico, Rhiannon Samuel, Executive Director. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
See you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
IQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.